One More Generation. Why that name? Where'd that come from?
Well, we were adopting cheetahs, and we wanted to start an organization. So we had a board meeting, and I came up with names like Please Feed Me, Please Adopt Me. And Carter came up with a name like Save Me for the Next Generation. And my mom noticed, since we were researching on animals, we would always say OMG, like, oh my gosh, like, about an animal. So she said, why don't we put those letters in there? So that's how we came up with One More Generation.
So you started out by raising awareness of animals that are in danger of extinction, right?
Yes.
And the cheetah was the first animal.
Yes.
But you didn't stop there, though, did you?
No.
What other animals are you focused on?
Right now, we're focused on the rhino, because when we were in South Africa visiting our pet cheetahs that we've been adopting, we heard that rhinos were being poached to the verge of extinction, and we didn't want that to happen. So we started a letter-writing campaign to try to save rhinos so that people could send us letters and we could talk to the president of South Africa to try to get him to help save rhinos.
And the poachers are after the rhinoceros because of the horn, right?
Yes, because once they get the horn, they grind it up, and they'll put it into their soup and think that it will cure cancer and make you look younger, which it doesn't do anything. It's the same material as your fingernail and your hair. It's keratin.
So you wrote a letter to what official in South Africa?
The president.
Did you get a response?
Actually, we're collecting letters from all around the world asking President Jacob Zuma to help stop the rhino poaching. So far, we've collected almost 3,000 letters.
Well, in the past few years, I think since 2009, OMG has branched out a bit. You've spawned other divisions, other enterprises, including Plastic Awareness, the Plastic Awareness Coalition. Tell me about that.
We gather like-minded organizations who help us with our work, and now we have over, with our plastic pollution, and now we have over 70 organizations that help us.
And what are you trying to do? Are you trying to limit people using plastic or to recycle? Or
We're actually teaching people about the importance of how to recycle and pre-cycle and like which numbers you cannot recycle and which numbers you can.
And I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard that you've developed a lesson plan for schools on this. Is that right?
Yes.
And how does that work? What do the kids do?
We go to schools, and then the first day we teach about plastic and what it's doing to animals. The second day we teach a little more, and then on the last day during the whole week, we ask the kids to collect trash from home and bring it to their school and put it in this trailer we set up. And by the end of the week, it's full, and whoever drives by the school is going to call the mayor and say, what's going on? And so the mayor's learning about plastic pollution. And then on our last day, we built an art sculpture out of plastic trash. And the mayor comes along, and we all build one out of all the plastic trash we've collected.
How many schools have adopted this program so far? How's that going?
We think about 10 schools have adopted this, and we're going to have 11 coming soon.
I also understand you guys have become gardeners now. Is that true?
Yes. I have started a division of One More Generation called Greenwell, where I grow fruits and vegetables for animals so they can have a freshly grown organic food instead of store-bought food.
With your involvement in your organization and other environmental groups, do you have time for your schoolwork?
Well, yesterday we missed school, and today we're going to be missing school too, but we're still doing schoolwork.
And Carter, you guys travel quite a bit with your organization. You're in demand now as speakers and giving presentations. What have some of the places been that you visited?
We just got back from San Diego. We went to
get an award, and then we went to Chicago, and we were on the Steve Harvey Show. And then we were also, last December, we got back from Africa, where we went over there and we spent some time over there, and we delivered a big check to our cheetah agency, and we did a lot of stuff over there.
So how effective have you been? What changes have you been able to accomplish so far where you said at the beginning, well, this is our goal. We want to be able to do this. And then you tried it. Tell me about your success so far.
Well, we were trying to stop a rattlesnake roundup in Claxton, Georgia. And because it's really bad because they just slaughter the snakes after they show the snakes to everybody. So we talked to the head of the rattlesnake roundups. And so after a couple months, he finally said yes, and they changed it to a festival. And he said that the first time in 45 years, they've changed this festival.
In 4 years, you've done quite a bit, reached out to a lot of different people, different parts of the world. Where do you see one more generation in the next 4 years? What are your goals for the future?
I think that rhinos will be alive much longer, and I hope that happens. And I just see one more generation in 4 years much, much better, and the world much better.
Well, Carter, let me ask you this question. I mean, the name of your organization is One More Generation. If you're really successful, maybe you could call it two or three more generations. What do you think?
Yeah, we have a mission statement, and at the end of it, we say we're trying to save our environment and endangered species for at least one more generation and beyond. It's not just one generation, then it's like, eh. We just keep going.
You've left the door open for future success.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you guys this question. You started it when you were how old?
I was 7.
And Carter, you were?
8.5.
8.5. So it's been a few years since you started it. Obviously, this has had a big impact on your life and many other people's lives. Do you think this is something that you'll continue to do once you become grown-ups, once you become adults, that it might be your life work, or is it too early to make that sort of commitment?
Yes. I do want to continue this when I grow up, and I wanted to make a sanctuary for animals, and I want to be a vet when I grow up.
And Carter, what about you?
I want to do the exact same thing, because if we stop, other people might be inspired, but they might not know what to do with it. And I think we should keep going because you never know. Some people might not like this, and then if you keep going, you'll make a big difference.
Are you guys optimistic? Do you feel good about the things that may be able to be accomplished?
Yes.
Yes.
Carter and Olivia Reese are the co-founders of OneMoreGeneration.org. Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.